Folks, this is a huge story for those of us who get real news and understand what the stakes are. And they're huge. Picture yourself living inside of a fort. Outside, there's all kinds of wolves and grizzly bears and horrible monsters. And behind them, massive armies. They're coming for you. And for just a moment, you get to be safe. And the only place in the world to be safe. Because of Donald Trump. For just a moment. But you know the time is ticking and the time is limited. And they know, too. They're waiting outside the fort. And they'll wait. As they get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. There is a terrible regime, international regime, that has shut down free speech in the world, in the Western world. In fact, in a more extreme way than you even find in Russia right now. I'm about to demonstrate that. In a way, we should begin to question who our enemies are and who our allies are in a way we never have before. When our allies are just as bad, if not worse, than our enemies, what are we doing? And let me tell you what, this makes me ask that very question because of what has just happened here. And it's awful. There's a comedian his name's Graham Linneman. And he's a really funny guy. And he has a Twitter feed. On his Twitter feed, he has offered, he's a Brit, he's a citizen of the UK, but he's over here in America. That's why this is critical. He's over here in America. He's on a comedy tour. He puts up some very mild tweets criticizing the transgender movement. And I mean, this is, I wouldn't even retweet this stuff. It's just milquetoast. But over there, you don't criticize wokes because they will put you in prison. Here's one of the three tweets. He was arrested at the Heathrow Airport for as soon as he stepped back on UK soil after tweeting this stuff in America, where he is absolutely free under our constitution to do so, steps back on his own soil, they sent a gang of five officers to arrest him. Here's what he writes. You ready for this? Gender ideology, an ideology so stupid it takes several advanced medical degrees to really understand it. Ada Chung, a highly educated person, looks down on others who don't understand how men can be women if they have the magic feels. That's it. That's one of, and by the way, they'll arrest you for a retweet too. And another one, he's talking about transgender women, so men who think they're women. Naturally, he says they meant it. He retweets a violent threat by a transgender woman. They're just violent men. That's something you hear every day on this show. Not a big deal. That's it. There's a third one that he retweeted. It is a transgender man, so a naturally born male dressed as a woman. I can't read the t-shirt, but he retweets it, and the person has sick male perv on the shirt. And it originally said, girl penis gang, let's put it that way. I'll clean it up a little. And he retweets, it's been photoshopped, and it says sick male perv, and it is a dude dressed as a woman with fishnet stockings in a diaper. That's it. That'll get you arrested in the UK. Now, here's what's so significant. It had free speech activist Mike Benz flipping out last night, and he should have. What is so significant is that he said these things in America, and they were waiting for him at Heathrow. As soon as he touched down in the UK, they arrested him. They immediately hauled him into court, and in order to be released on bond, he had to agree he would not tweet anymore. Folks. Why is this significant? Mike Benz pointed this out and it trended last night on X, and it's so true. They are building the legal framework to put Americans in prison for things we say on X after we're extradited to the UK. This was the Democrats' plan for Americans before they lost. And remember, the UK's top prosecutor had already asserted the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes to the UK. This was the Democrats' plan to get rid of the entire conservative commentariat And after the election, remember, we learned that the Biden administration was coordinating with them. That's why they didn't condemn it. They were coordinating. They were going to do this. It's part of Project Star. That's a great idea, because if you think about it, there is legal precedent there. I mean, we have extradition agreements, and Americans who violate UK laws, particularly around fraud and other stuff, mainly financial crimes, are extradited. You can build on that. And that is why they were waiting at Heathrow for this man, Graham Linehan, because this sets a new standard. You wrote it in America, but we can prosecute you. Folks, when the Trump term's over, they're going to pick this up if they win. They're going to pick this up if they win. Here's Winston Marshall. He's a former member of the Mumford & Sons band. This guy's a friend. Hold on with the music. This guy's a friend of his, this comedian. Listen to what he says.
We've had over 3,000 arrests for social media posts, and that compares to Russia, which has had about 400. But last year, when Sir Keir Starmer and his Labour government came to power, a moment I might note might be what America might look like had Kamala won last year. Things were bad already before Starmer came to power, but things got a whole lot worse. Last summer, there were riots, and in the aftermath, Starmer decided to push down and use his powers to encourage the arrest of people for tweeting. Lucy Connolly spent a long time in prison for a tweet.
400 in Russia, 3,000 in the UK. Why are we defending these people militarily? Seriously, why? Literally the boots that we would put on the ground, or, well, in this case, in the air, as far to the Air Force, right? That's what Trump's promising. Well, we'll do air security for Ukraine. Security for who? The people who will turn around and arrest our service members for saying non-politically correct things? Why would we defend these countries? Let them burn. Seriously, let them burn. This isn't the Western world. This is the USSR. It's just located in the UK now. I want nothing to do with this. These aren't Western values. We should wash our hands of these people. Let them and Russia have at it if they want. I can't tell the difference anymore.